Can fashion change the world? Compare the different styles of clothes below. The clothes in the first picture are very simple and practical. They were made in 1944. We can easily imagine that most women couldn't afford to pay any attention to fashion during World War II. The clothes in the second picture were designed by Christian Dior in 1947, only 2 years after the war. Dior's style at that time was called the New Look. It became very popular because after having to wear simple clothing during the war, women had been longing to wear beautiful clothes. This trend changed fashion during the 1950s. In the 1960s, several dynamic changes occurred around the world. Many young people joined social movements and wanted to express themselves through fashion. One group, called the hippies, was made up of young people who denied the established social system and values. The hippie movement and fashion spread to many countries. In the late 1960s, another fashion trend got attention from all over the world, the miniskirt. Miniskirts are said to have been designed by Mary Quant. In 1965, a miniskirt designed by André Courrèges was worn by the fashion model Twiggy. This was the start of the major boom in miniskirts. It was not until the 1980s that women's social status greatly improved. For a long time, women still had fewer opportunities than men. In 1979, Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, became Prime Minister of Great Britain. Her style was a symbol of women's empowerment and gained popularity among women, especially with working women. This style included clothing with big shoulder pads and a tight waist. Another trend in the 1980s was that fashion trends started to become greatly influenced by celebrities, such as singers, actors, and athletes. Many people copied the way their favorite celebrities dressed. Fashion has reflected dramatic changes in our society, and in some ways, fashion can play a big part in our lives. Fashion trends come and go, but isn't the most important thing whether or not your clothes look right on you?